The views and opinions, hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bosch. Good morning. Linda is on assignment this morning, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning to you. Beautiful day coming in.
Oh my gosh.
Scenery-wise.
You know, I get up in the morning about 5 o'clock and wander outside with the elk killer. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Taking care
there.
Of business.
Watching hummingbirds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're out there, and it's just beautiful.
Did you happen to, by any chance, see the sunset last night over
yes.
Redding?
Yes. Was that something?
Oh, wow. Sky fire. It was beautiful.
Yes, it was beautiful out there. Gosh.
Well, enjoy this week while you can. Sunshine and cloud mix. A high near 80 degrees, overnight lows in the 50s, so pretty good sleeping weather. Could actually see rain and some thunder showers tomorrow. That brings us the possibility of some lightning strikes, so we will be aware of that. Stays pretty nice throughout the week, and then we hit the weekend, and it starts warming up, and then next week, look for highs back up into the triple digits. So we're on that weather roller coaster, which is, you know, I'd rather have that than just day after day of 100 plus. Right now in Redding, we are at about, let's call it 61 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Well, good morning, everybody. And you know what? You could see it coming. The onslaught against owning a semi-automatic rifle.
Oh, it was within minutes.
It was. You know, one of the senators that was there talking about the tragedy turned, you know, she pivoted, and there's that word pivot. She pivoted right to gun control. And during Paul Ryan's moment of silence, people started to shout, where's the bill? Where's the bill? You know, here's the thing is I have friends that are, one of them published a photo of a M4 with a sight on it, you know, an optics on it in a magazine, and said, you know, the Second Amendment, this is obviously not what they were thinking of during, you know, when they wrote the Second Amendment.
How do you know? Did you ask them?
And, well, that's what, you know, that was my comment is, well, unless you were there, you're not sure what they were right, you know. But obviously, these people were men of forward thinking, and they knew about technology. You have Jefferson and that, who were always inventing things. Now, did they envision a semi-automatic rifle? Who knows? Probably not. But did they did they envision the internet or the cell phone
or the 24-hour news cycle? I was reaching for the we don't have a defibrillator here, but
oh my gosh, that was weird. I haven't had oh, that was new. I may have to lay down now. Anyway, I didn't write anything right then. But then last night they were over for dinner, and she was saying, "Why do you need a semi-automatic rifle?" And I knew this was going to come up because mainly we try to avoid politics and religion. But you know, it always gets in there. But this is afterwards. And why do you need a semi-automatic rifle? And I said, well, people hunt with them. People shoot targets with them. People, oh, you hunt with them? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. And then the next question from somebody else said, well, why do you need a 10-round magazine? Well, because maybe you missed. I said, but the point is, though, is that that rifle of mine has been, I've had that rifle for so many years, and I've had these others for this. And guess what? Not one of them has left the house and shot anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the husband of the lady who was talking about why do you need semi-automatic rifles? And, you know, you don't need them for hunting. And her husband just said quietly, I have one. So it's that thought from people that say you don't need this gun, and they're forgetting the whole thing here. The gun didn't shoot anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was a man with a fanatical purpose. And this guy planned this, it looks like, now for days, because it appears that he went out and scoped out a few more places in Orlando, like Disney World and a couple of those other places, before he settled on Pulse, which was his way of making a statement. Yeah. And his way of making a statement was going in there and killing people. Now, here's the question, I don't know if the word is sympathize, but I can understand the FBI's problem. They've got all these people they're looking at, and they looked at this guy twice, and they didn't come up with enough to wave a real red flag on him that says, you know what, this guy shouldn't have guns, he shouldn't be working in security or anything like that. They didn't find it, and I don't think the FBI makes a cursory investigation. You know, they just kind of ask him like four questions and walk away. Not on the second time around.
No.
And, you know, and the guy says, well, my fellow workers don't like Muslims, and, you know, it's Muslim backlash, and it's not my fault. Even though he talked about jihads, you know, I mean, if Just Bob starts talking about jihads, the FBI is going to get a phone call right then, that minute, right then. And if you talk about jihads and, you know, how you want to meet 72 virgins, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong. And we get back in this political correctness like we did with that major in the Army who should have never even been in the Army at that point. And you start, you know, when you start hearing and seeing things, I'm sorry, but you know what? Political correctness, screw your political correctness. Make a phone call. You can do it anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you knew that guy was building rocket fuel or whatever.
Well, as a matter of fact,
whatever he was building next door. Now you're starting to see him delivering a lot of other things. Isn't that time to give a call?
Well, we did, in fact, call because we thought he was doing Breaking Bad next door, because he walks out on the back porch with a beaker of green stuff with vapor coming out of it. And we go, wait a minute, this ain't right. And we called the local folks, and they said, well, really, we haven't heard of any drug, you know, because it's not economical to make meth at home with a chem lab anymore, because the stuff up from Mexico is so much cheaper. Which easily gets into the country, by the way. So there was a report made, just nothing happened before the big boom that shook my house and had me out of my house for 2 weeks. Me and Brenda out, cost us just under our insurance deductible, and that's money we'll never see again.
Okay, so here's what I've got. I've got somebody writing, it's about tyranny. And what we're dealing with currently is a perfect example, government attempting to dictate how individuals live their lives, which they do mainly. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. And then the next person says, agreed, a gun doesn't shoot anyone, but sorry, you can't consider yourself a hunter if you're out there with a semi-automatic. That's not hunting. It's killing the animal the easy way. That's not true. I mean, why? Because you have a follow-up shot that's quicker? Or wouldn't that be more humane? But you're right. It's not a Second Amendment isn't about hunting.
No.
But when people ask you, what are they used for? Well, they are. They're used for hunting. They're used for target shooting. They're used for self-protection. And the bottom line is that because I can. Because I am a free-born American citizen that has no felonies. I have defended my country. There's nothing in my background to say that I am dangerous to others. Except maybe people that want to hurt me. And so I can have that gun. And if I want to shoot a semi-automatic at a deer or a pig, a hog, I can do that. I mean, it doesn't mean you shoot willy-nilly at them.
Yeah.
That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that you're just going bang, bang, bang just so you can shoot them several times. It's just that if you choose to hunt with this type of flat platform, it's an easy to shoot. It performs well. It's accurate.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the very root of it. The Second Amendment is all about keeping the people in charge honest. And the framers knew that was a possibility. Democracy was won with force of arms. It had to be, and it always has been and always will be, unfortunately, because the first thing that any totalitarian regime, from the Nazis to Stalin to some South American someplace, the first thing you do is disarm the population, and then you can do whatever the hell you want because there's no means of resisting it. And I'm not saying that that's a good idea. That means things have gone very, very wrong. It's a final option. But take it away and things get ugly.
Like things aren't ugly already.
Yeah, uglier.
Uglier. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. Let me tell you why. This guy is a veteran, and he guarantees his work. Jeff Wirst does, and he does outstanding work on windshields, whether it's a little bitty chip that can spread out to cracks over 2 feet in length. He can fix cracks over 2 feet in length on your windshield, and you can't see them. Now, if he can't fix it, he's not going to, if it's going to look bad, if it's going to go through your line of vision, he won't do that. If it's going to look like something he can't do, he'll just tell you that. He's not going to just take your money and put you out there. An honorable man doing a great business here in town. Coachmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market. Again, 241-8373. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair, jam-packed with entertainment for all. Wednesday's Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is free admission to kids 12 and under with Canada's Country Music High Valley Concert, brought to you by Wildcard Brewing Company. Thursday is Record Searchlight Action News Now Senior Day with free admission 62 and over, and the music of Journey Revisited, sponsored by Sierra Nevada Brewery. Friday's Members First Credit Union Grandstand Concert features country music's Jackson Mickelson, sponsored by Miller Coors. And Saturday, it's Tri-County's Bank's annual Junior Livestock Auction, plus Budweiser and Bud Light present action-packed go-kart, auto, and boat races. Organized chaos at its best. All this plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, World of Reptiles exhibit, strolling comedy and magic show, local bands, camel rides, talent show, and much more. Carnival rides, fair food, and plenty of free entertainment with paid fare admission when the Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 15th. Advance carnival and admission tickets save you as much as 30% and must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda is on assignment this morning, 7:21 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room, as many of you have. Good morning, Sonny, and Aaron C. and Gwen, and older guy who can't type very well. Is it what's the use? Why does it?
What does it matter?
Well, it must be a Hillary supporter. I get that feeling about this. You know, we're going to talk about an 83-year-old woman who walked along the river trail. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to talk about this first to preface it. Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is a company run by a guy by the name of Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major in the Army. Now, this is what he does as a business. This is what he does for a living. This man puts all his efforts into training people how to use a weapon effectively and how to use it from a concealed carry position. He doesn't do it part-time. He doesn't do it as an aside. He doesn't do it because, this is just something he wants to do, occasionally. He does it all the time. He thinks, breathes it. All of his instructors think and breathe it, too, because he doesn't give them a choice. He's constantly updating the way he teaches. He's constantly updating the classes to make it better. You can read the reviews if you go to his website at readingccw.com. And it's a separate website that puts down the that has all the comments from his classes, and they can give a comment. He doesn't have anything to do with them, but if you read what the comments say, you'll see what great classes these are. You're well prepared to carry a concealed weapon after this class. Concealed carry for Northern Firearms, readingccw.com, or give them a call at 999-1822. And as a side here, I teach occasionally for Mr. Leidy. And, in fact, we'll be teaching in a class up here in a couple weeks. The thing I want to talk about right now is the story in the paper. I commented on it last week, but, the paper, Record Searchlight followed up on this. A lady by the name of Bonnie Smith, 83 years old, walking the trail. She sees the guy go by her a couple times. She said good morning to him. She says she loves the solitude of the trail. She loves walking on it. She lives up on the bluff up there in a really nice place. She's walking her dog Pistol, who is a 10-pound Yorkie. Not something that would probably be, think you'd worry about attacking your throat, maybe your toes. She's walking by. The guy is kind of standing there the second time she sees him, or the third time she sees him. He's standing there, off kind of looking over the side into the river. As she walks by, he turns around and punches her, and then proceeds to punch her several times, probably even steps on her hands. Her face is all bruised up. Her hands are all bruised up. And she is a victim of an assailant, this assailant on the trail. This is probably the worst example so far of an innocent person walking down that trail that's assaulted. Bob?
The police have got to get a handle on this thing, or the citizenry is going to get enough and really bad things are going to start happening.
Let me tell you what happened after this. Rob Pelletti's going to be on today at 8 o'clock, by the way. He's going to come on and talk about, maybe we'll talk about this a little bit too, but he's going to talk about, Chief Pelletti's going to talk about how Reading is prepared for an attack by somebody like this guy down in Orlando. But we want to talk about this. Well, here's the way our city leadership handles this. Let's have a meeting. This is what Missy's doing. Let's have a meeting. Let's discuss
how we can maybe we'll put we'll put descriptions of people out on the trail and we'll do something like that. You know, you should walk with somebody else, though that's not your fault if you don't walk with somebody else, because Ms. Smith didn't walk with somebody else. She doesn't have to. It's like, okay, you know, I don't want to take it out to a, you know, further thing here, but, you know, if a girl gets drunk, does that mean that she can be raped? No. So if somebody's walking by themselves on the trail and they get attacked, well, you know, I said it was going to be just a matter of time before these thugs mentally, and Missy says, oh, well, he's obviously mentally ill. You know what, Missy? So what? It doesn't make any difference if somebody's mentally ill or if he's not mentally ill. He attacks somebody on the trail. In this case, an 83-year-old woman. An 83-year-old woman, that's the age of my mother-in-law.
I'm going to know
and
if this
I
guy
can't
was
just
known.
See. I just can't believe the fact, you know, she's walking down the trail and some guy, you know, cold cocks her and then proceeds to pummel her. And then walks away because she wasn't moving. She said, maybe he thought I was dead. Now, she doesn't want to walk on that trail. Well, imagine that. Even though everybody's offered, oh, we'll walk with you, we'll walk with you. Well, you know what? That's not the point. The point is sometimes you just want to be by yourself and walk around. So here's how we handle this. Oh, let's get together for a meeting. Oh, the guy's mentally ill. We need, you know, people to be treated like that. Rob Pelletti says, you know, I can put people on the trail. I don't have enough people. It's going to be cost overtime. Well, yeah. Maybe it will. But you know what I'd expect from the mayor to say? We are going to patrol that trail. We're going to patrol different parts of that trail. We're going to have policemen in civilian clothes, and we're going to go be out there. You're not going to know when we're going to be out there, but we're going to be out there, and we're going to set up positions where they can see what's going on in the trail. We may just have people riding on their bicycle around the trail, or, you know, but we're going to clean that trail up.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I want to hear from the leadership in this damn town, instead of accepting, oh, let's have a meeting on it. Another meeting.
A focus group.
Another meeting. Missy, city council say, I want the trail cleaned up. I don't care if you have to shift people off, giving people tickets for cell phones or traffic patrol. I want that trail cleaned up. And nothing below that. Don't tell me, oh, these people need help. I don't give a rat's butt.
But Colonel,
if they need help, obviously they need help. You know what? Give them help after you've arrested them, drug them down the trail, thrown them into the back of a car, and taken them someplace. 83-year-old women should be safe. 14-year-old girls should be safe. 35-year-old women should be safe. 60-year-old men should be safe on that trail. You know, here it is. She's 83, and she's carrying pepper spray. And she said, you know what? The guy didn't seem like a threat. She said he just seemed, you know, he was just distant. And, you know, so how do you tell? It makes no difference. But to study it, you know what? And part of it is a warning. Hey, we're going to be on the trail. And anytime you know what? Guess what? You find somebody along that trail that's camping or just, you know, acting strange, you arrest them. And you get them out of there. Find something and you harass them off that trail.
Yeah.
I don't care about their damn civil rights because I have civil rights. What about my rights, Missy? What about my rights, people of the city council? What about my rights? What about the rights of the people in this town not to be able to walk on one of the most beautiful trails in America? And now what are you thinking? Somebody's going to whack me in the back of the head.
You and Linda, living in the city, have paid a substantial sum of money into the city coffers, some of which was spent on the maintenance of that trail, I would presume. Why is that not, you know, and you're paying a fair amount that goes into the coffers for law enforcement. Why are we so worried about these bad people possibly being offended to the point where certain sections of town are pretty much off limits to the rest of us because these people can lawyer up with a free government-supported lawyer and milk the system, harass people? And what I want to know is, was this guy a 109er? What do we know about this guy, this assailant? If he was a 109er, that's an outrage.
It is. You know, this whole thing is to me, is abominable. All right. As long as we're going to follow that one up, I can follow one up with
Bosniani Arms, too, where you can go buy a gun. I can tell you where you can go buy a gun. I just told you where you can get trained. We'll talk about Bosniani Arms a little bit later. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I tell you, they treat veterans very, 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 very well there because it's a veteran-owned business. And Espresso Joe's with just great coffee and different brews and food and snacks and that kind of stuff. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in California. Right here in River City. If you don't get assaulted on the trail, you can go down to Tobacco and Brew, have a coffee, have a latte, have a tea, and walk next door, like I said, and pick up that cigar in the finest walk-in humidor you're going to find anywhere around here. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda is on assignment this morning. It's 57 degrees, going up to a beautiful 78 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The phone line's here, 605-4567, and you can jump into our chat room.
very easily by just going to KCNR1460.com.
Leap into the conversation.
That's it. And the conversation is going hot and heavy today. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the best jewelry you're going to find in Reading. A huge selection of estate jewelry and everything else. If you don't see it, ask them. They might have it in that great big safe they have there, or they have the ability to get it, or even to make it with a gemologist on and jewelry designer and builder right on site, as well as the only watch repair guy in the whole area. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call, 222-2750. Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Oh, hey, hon. Are you out there walking?
I just got to tell you, I'm on my way. But when I hear, you know, I was out there on Saturday and Sunday because I walk the trail every day. As long as you've known me, I've been out on the trails in the morning.
Yes.
And I just got to say, I've had my number of encounters, and I do those types of things to make myself safe. So I take dogs. I walk with people. I know pretty much everybody on the trail. When things don't look right, you pick up your phone and you call the police, period. So when you're out there walking on the trail and something doesn't look right, we have to take a defensive posture and in order to feel safe, because if you do, typically the criminals or these dirtbags out there will back off or they'll just keep moving or something along those lines. But, you know, I listened to what you were saying about the police and the mayor and that sort of thing. And I am 100% in agreeance with you. It doesn't take much to keep these dirt bags out of those areas when there is a police presence, period.
Yes.
So when the bikes are out there, when the motorcycles are out there, they leave the area. They scatter. And I can tell you on Memorial Day when I was out there, there was a ton of transients, you know, on the trails everywhere. And I said to myself, the reason that they're out here on these trails is because they've been kicked out of the parks because people are using them the way they're supposed to be used, having, you know, lunches and picnics and things like that. So, and that happened to be a day that I had an encounter with a couple of transients where they were challenging us as we were walking by, and I picked up my phone and I called the police. But the bottom line is that because I'm out there every day, it doesn't take much to get these people out of the area if there's proactive policing. And we as a society, and our culture is changing, have completely gone away from that. We're completely on our own out here, and we have to take those measures in order to make ourselves feel safe and be safe. And an 83-year-old woman, what are they going to do? You've got pepper spray. That does nothing. Pepper spray, you've got to be able to use it. You've got to have it ready. It's got to be depressed. And getting hit in the back of the head with a rock, how are you going to be ready for that?
You can't. So, again, it goes back to having people out there and being like you said, you've got to be on the prod for these people. You've got to be preemptive instead of being reactive. And then having the idea of having another meeting just offended me. Just offended me because, that's good. That's what, you know what? Everybody that ran on this law and order campaign, as you find out, maybe that's not why they were running, because, it's mental illness, or, it's homelessness. That's what I'm running on. Because what's it been? Well over a year and nothing's happened?
You're exactly right, Carl, but let them take their meeting out on the trail. Let them walk on the trail.
Yeah, have your meeting there.
The transients out there. Now, McConnell, I got to say, when I go over the Sundial Bridge, there are tons of security guards out there now. I guess because too many people have had their cars broken into and they're building the hotel. So you see the security guard's presence around the Sundial Bridge. You don't see them on the trails. There was one security guard that had a bicycle that would ride go around there, but they told him he couldn't ride his bike, I guess, because I asked him, I said, how come you're not riding your bike? But, you know, that would be something maybe McConnell could do, stick them on bikes, and instead of having them walk around if they go around the trail. But I just think instead of writing the traffic tickets, because it's traffic officers that are out there on the bikes, instead of writing the tickets one day, how about just go to the go to the trails. Be on the trails because you will find somebody there. Every day I see somebody.
Oh, no.
All they have to do
is make their presence, you know, every day for several weeks. Just drive them up, just ride that bicycle up and down the trail, and guess what? They'll leave. Okay, Ruth.
Yes,
you have a safe day out there.
All righty. Take care.
Remember, carry an extra magazine. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Ruth. She goes out there every day. And here's some things people don't understand. Dogs, unless they're trained dogs, will not necessarily protect you out there. They may bark while you're getting whacked around, but unless they're trained, you know, like Kelly Verhoog's dog, I mean, that dog may not do anything. I mean, you know, and if you're walking with small dogs, it may not make a difference anyway. Okay, completely off that subject. Now we're going to talk about Riverfront Playhouse. Dan Kupski.
Good morning, Carl.
And Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what are we talking about?
We're here to talk about Playwrights Night Out, which is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee at 2. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, tell us about what is it, Playwrights Night Out?
Playwrights Night Out is a showcase for local talent, both acting, directing, and writing. We've had several playwrights. All the stuff is locally written. I even have one in there. And we have auditions the same time as the auditions for the summer show, and then the directors who have said, yeah, I want to try directing, go in and fight for whatever personnel they need for their plays. This year we have 6 plays, and it's really exciting. Some of them are really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And well, we've got new directors, too.
Yeah,
cool.
Six plays, and they're all short. Some are, you know, at the most 20 minutes, but, you know, 15 to 18 minutes each, these plays, all written by local playwrights and local actors putting these on. So we're going to have performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and then Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. All tickets, all seats are $10, and all the money is going to benefit our capital campaign because Riverfront Playhouse has a home.
Has a home now.
In downtown Reading, 1950 California Street. Yeah. And it's amazing. You were just talking
about
chasing people out, and I chased somebody out yesterday. But our location is in the downtown quarter, right at South End of California Street. It's going to be
right across from the liquor store.
Yeah, not too far away. But a lovely stream running through there. We just have to call that a river, so we'll be riverfront instead of streamfront. But Calaboose Creek, but it should be great. It's going to be
well. You weren't riverfront where you were before.
That's true. That's true. You just have to envision a river, and that's what theater's all about. Envisioning. So we're
6 plays for the price of one.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be
local.
All local for $10. A good cause.
Are these children friendly or are these PG R's?
I'd say PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13. There's okay. No. I'm in 2 of them, and there's no profanity or no.
There's no frontal nudity.
No frontal nudity.
Right. No, everybody's supposed to have underwear on.
So, yeah.
Okay.
No,
great.
It's all fun. Now it's one that you know, and I'm actually in one. Jennifer wrote about the traveling minstrels who can't sing very well. And then there's another one.
I could be in that one.
And there's another one that's very futuristic, sort of I'm in one called Points that's sort of Outer Limits. Sort of thing. In the future. It takes place in the future. When no one has names, we all have numbers. Very, very insightful, written by a local.
Very much like we are now.
Yeah. Almost, huh?
And I'm in
What is your health care number?
Actually, his is called What a Way to Go.
But the
What are you in, Jennifer?
I'm in one called All She Wrote, where I can't spoil the ending, but
okay,
it's going to be interesting.
Okay, all right, I'm likely.
All the proceeds, $10 a seat, open seating, so get there and pick out your seat. We have a wonderful 92 seats to choose from, and we hope we get a lot of a good audience. And all the money's going to our capital campaign. Again, we've got the property at 1950 California Street, the old Rio building, and we're in the process of design right now and getting plans to the city. And we hope that we will definitely have a show there next year. We're excited. It's been a long road for Riverfront. But
so, how much money are you raising for the campaign?
All we can, but the total price of this project we're estimating to be 1.5, 1.6 mil somewhere in that area, which is a lot better than what we everything was telling us with prevailing wage issues and building
the
Pine and Plaza would have cost us over $3.5 million.
So totally, are you all like redoing the whole inside of it? And
we don't have to redo the whole inside. We have to We have to change around some of the bathroom configurations. The major thing is where the theater's going to be. And if you're familiar with that building, there's a giant pool at one end of the building. And then actually, that's where our auditorium's going to be. And the stage will be at one end. So we have to cover in the pool. So we're not going to do an Esther Williams performance or anything like that. We have to cover in the pool.
They can hear you when you whisper like that.
Oh, well, she brought up a key point, and that is that this weekend we do Playwrights Night Out. We've got a great touch to it, that our Saturday night performance is going to be live streamed on the internet. Yeah. So if you can't get out, you can go to our website, riverfrontplayhouse.net, or you can go
and you can listen to it.
And you can watch Playwrights Night Out live on the internet, live stream.
Okay.
Thanks to Riggs Multimedia.
Riggs. Everywhere.
You can also go to Riggs MediaConsulting.com, RiggsMediaConsulting.com, and you can get it through his website or our website. But Saturday night's performance will be live streamed on the internet. So.
And you can press a donate button.
And you can press a donate button and help our capital campaign to make that theater happen. We're excited.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
We'd like to see the theater filled every single night and day for this weekend.
All right, so that's this weekend?
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee.
Where do you get tickets?
You get tickets at the door at Riverfront.
At Riverfront.
At our East Cypress location, 1620 East Cypress.
Out there where you are now.
Yes, and where we've been since 1981.
There you go. Okay. Hey, thank you, Dan and Jennifer.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting on all these plays all the time. I mean, it's a little bit of culture, and it's something that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we just closed Love Lost and What She Wore. Great performances by some great local talent. It was a great run. A very insightful play. So hopefully you got a chance to get out and see it. So we look forward to more great plays at Riverfront. Thank you for having us this morning.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
The Shasta District Fair, jam-packed with entertainment for all. Wednesday's Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is free admission to kids 12 and under with Canada's Country Music High Valley Concert brought to you by Wild Card Brewing Company. Thursday is Record Searchlight Action News Now, Senior Day with free admission 62 and over, and the music of Journey Revisited sponsored by Sierra Nevada Brewery. Friday's Members First Credit Union Grandstand Concert features country music's Jackson Mickelson sponsored by Miller Coors. And Saturday, it's Tri-County's Bank's annual Junior Livestock Auction. Plus, Budweiser and Bud Light present action-packed go-kart, auto, and boat races. Organized chaos at its best. All this plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, World of Reptiles exhibit, strolling comedy and magic show, local bands, camel rides, talent show, and much more. Carnival rides, fair food, and plenty of free entertainment with paid fare admission when the Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 15th. Advanced carnival and admission tickets save you as much as 30% and must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hello, North State. I'm Jerry Bay with Budget Blinds of Reading, also proud member of Reading Host Lions Club. Are you ready for some football? On behalf of Reading Host Lions, I would like to personally invite you to the Lions All-Star Football Game, Saturday, June 18th at Shasta College Stadium. Gates open at 4 p.m., kickoff is at 5. All proceeds go to Lake McCumber Diabetic Camp. Budget Blinds, we have a style for every point of view. That's the Lions All-Star Football Game at Shasta College Stadium, June 18th.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. 57 degrees out there, going up to 78. Bad Bob, what's it look like the rest of the week here, buddy?
Well, enjoy this week because it's going to be highs in the 80s, even down into the 70s. Maybe some thunderstorms showing up. We're a little worried about that because of what that can do with wildland fire ignition. So that's being kept an eye on. Next week, though, the thermostat gets cranked up well into the triple digits. So enjoy the cool weather while you can. Right now, we are at about, it's not updating, let's call that about 64 degrees. And this report is, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A veteran-owned business right here. And they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, the fair is going to be starting off tomorrow. And it's going to be great. Thursday, they're going to have, like, great things going on. You know, of course, you know, fairs are just outstanding anyway. But they're going to have bands and songs and all everything you can possibly imagine and great groups coming through there. And I have two tickets to the fair, free admission, for any day, June 15th through the 18th. And I'm giving them away right now to the first person who calls, 605-4567. You will get a pair of tickets for this year's fair at the Shasta District Fair down in Anderson. Admit one, 605-4567. Of course, Thursday is Seniors Day, where you can get in for free. All right. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Good morning.
He was going to be on at 8 o'clock. I know he this was a short, you know, this was kind of like a, you know, I asked him late yesterday afternoon, can you come on? And he's got all this stuff going, but he's going to come on for like 40 minutes. And I wanted to talk about a couple of things. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is this what happened in Orlando. And I know this probably might take us into the next half hour, but I know you don't have specifics, and I wasn't going to ask you about specifics on that. That is out, so far outside our realm as far as what had happened. But they were talking about cities being prepared for this. Can you talk about, you know, just in generics, because I don't want you to give away the secrets when you wouldn't anyway. But generically, what type of training and planning is being done in the city of Reading? For something like this.
Well, obviously.
We have a winner. Please stop calling.
Is this on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously we have, you know, our active shooter training that's a big part of it. That's a classic example of an active shooter. And we do that both with the patrol officers and with our SWAT teams. And our SWAT teams are out, training at different locations and other things. So we're prepared with floor plans and everything else. We do a lot of coordination with the Federal Bureau of Investigations and the Regional Threat Assessment Center, so we can keep an eye on people that may be considered to be a threat within the area. And so we try to be as prepared on both sides, both with the intelligence side and with the training side, as we can be. These are difficult. This guy was known, and he had been interviewed by the FBI.
Yeah, several times. Do you find that when you get reports from people, Chief, that – hey, I've got a problem with this guy, or this guy is acting strange. I mean, you'll send guys over.
Oh, absolutely. And usually what it ends up being is somebody that's mentally ill you know, that has a problem. That's typically the complaints that we get. But I mean, even if you look at the guy on Boulder Creek that was upset about gun control and, you know, ends up shooting up the apartment complex and then getting in a shooting with the police officers. So, you know, it's these individuals that are more difficult to deal with because they're not, you know, coordinating with groups that necessarily are under the watch of national intelligence resources.
Well, that one kind of bothered me too, because the FBI had seen this, you know, had gone and visited this guy twice, and they had no information sharing with local police from that town. I guess if there's large cities, you know, the feds and the city and the state, you know, have their own little, you know, command center, or not command center, but information sharing thing. But because this guy was in a town called Port St. Lucie, and I've been there, it's just, you know, I mean, if you blink, you're past there. That even though the FBI had talked to the guy twice, that the police didn't know about it.
Well, and that was one of the big criticisms of, you know, the intelligence of 9/11 was there wasn't a good level of coordination between the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the National Intelligence Services, local police agencies. And, you know, with regional threat assessment centers and other things, there's better coordination now. Obviously, you know, the local agencies, us, the sheriff, Anderson, CHP, have good communication. We have, you know, good communication with our local office of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. But, you know, it's tough to keep track of everybody, you know.
Does the FBI give you a watch list?
They don't give us a watch list. They do give us, you know, information on who could be a threat through the Regional Threat Assessment Center. So, you know, we keep an eye on those things, and we put that out to the officers and things of that nature. But, you know, we don't have resources to watch. I mean, they actually had that guy under surveillance and other things for a while. But, you know, it's a balancing act that law enforcement, both federal and state and local, have to play between what is a person's right to free speech and what becomes a criminal threat. And so there really is, that's kind of that balancing act that it seems like mm-hmm. the FBI was playing in that. And then, you know, I read the reports on Orlando and looked at, you know, the frustrating part of the whole thing is, you know, there's nobody, you know, praising those officers for the bravery that they displayed that day. They'll quick to criticize them, but not to praise them. And you know, there's been this.
You're right. There's people don't. That hasn't happened, and they had officers wounded in the shootout.
They had one. A big thing that happened after Ferguson, Missouri, was the criticism of the 1033 program, where police departments can get military equipment on surplus. And you know, what saved that officer's life yesterday was an old military Kevlar helmet that ricocheted the bullet that hit him in the head. They used an armored vehicle to punch holes in the walls at the back of that club, so that the hostages could escape through those holes in the walls. But yet, police departments can't get, you know, military armored vehicles anymore, protective vehicles, because they changed the 1033 program because of that, you know, little bit of political
reaction. Do you have to give them back if you have one?
It's up to the cities. But, you know, I mean, if you
do we
look
have an
at,
armored vehicle?
We have an armored vehicle. Ours isn't military surplus, but our SWAT team has an armored vehicle. But
well, you use that, though, for a number of reasons, you know, besides for breaching, but you also to go out and protect people maybe are laying on the ground that you can put the vehicle between them and a shooter.
Yeah, it's wounded people recovery. It's officer recovery. You know, if you look at everyone made a big deal because, you know, they police departments were getting MRAPs on military surplus. Well, because they said it was a militarization of the police department. But if you look at what MRAP stands for, it's mine-resistant, ambush-protected. It's protective equipment from police officers, so as they're approaching those locations or they're evacuating hostages or things like that, they have an armored vehicle to evacuate them. So there's a whole lot of political dynamics that fly whenever you have one of these incidents that people need to realize come into that national discussion.
Trump was coming into town. Clinton was coming into town. Does the FBI say, hey, here's some guys we really want you to take a look at?
Not really. You know, that was – we got 2 days' notice for Trump and Clinton, and that was really –
the fact that it was pulled off was you know, pretty cool.
You know, well, and that goes to show the cooperation between the sheriff and Anderson and CHP. And, you know, when we called, you know, it's tough. I mean, we still have to manage our patrol shifts. We still have to manage traffic that, you know, our traffic accident rates are not good in the city of Reading right now. And so we still have to man all that, but then we got to pull all these guys in on overtime. And we made one phone call to, you know, the California Highway Patrol, and they mustered a bunch of people to come.
They were everywhere.
Come help. Yeah, and you know, we're very lucky that we have the support of a larger agency like the California Highway Patrol that can access people from you know, other regions, Sacramento and south. So it worked out really well.
I tell you what, we're going to need to take a break here for the news. My guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, even though he was on last week. And we're going to have the sheriff on tomorrow, so I can I can continue this on with the sheriff, too. The chief will be with us for another 20, 25, 30 minutes. I know you've got meetings going this morning, too, and I really appreciate you being here, Chief. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Senators are scheduled to take a final vote on the National Defense Authorization Act today. As Linda Kenyon reports, the next step will be to iron out differences between the House and Senate versions of that bill.
Two areas of major contention already exist between the Senate and House versions. One involves an extra $18 billion in defense money in the House bill. The other is a requirement that women register for the draft, a measure that is expected to be in the Senate bill.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. An official says the FBI is investigating reports that the Orlando shooter had been a regular at the homosexual nightclub that he attacked and had even used gay dating apps. The U.S. official had been briefed on the investigation into 29-year-old gunman Omar Mateen, and the comments follow reports from some of the patrons at the Orlando Pulse Club that said that the man had been seen in there many times before, apparently partaking in the various festivities. GOP Senator Marco Rubio is reconsidering his future after being urged to seek re-election in the aftermath of the shooting. Meanwhile, Rubio also says that the shooting has proven that the country is vulnerable in many ways as ISIS tries to use American values against it.
You know, in America, radical speech is not a crime. I mean, that's one of the challenges we face. You can stand all day long and call for all kinds of jihad. It's only when you actually move towards plotting and acting on it that you become actionable and arrestable. And these guys.
As for the likelihood that Rubio may reconsider his future in the Senate, reaction from Washington Examiner senior political writer David Rucker.
Count me a skeptic, but I wouldn't put it past somebody like Rubio to change his mind based on this. But then, you know, then he has to deal with the sort of political implications of change in his mind because of something like this.
It was in March that Rubio announced he would retire from the Senate and take a break from politics after losing the Florida primary. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
BMW is recalling nearly 189,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the child seat anchors may become damaged, and in that case, it will not hold the seat properly.
Included in the recall are certain X3 SUVs from the 2011 to 2017 model years, as well as some X4s from the 2015 to 2017 model years. BMW says the SUVs have anchor bars for child seats, which can be damaged when people use European-style child seats. BMW says most child seats in the U.S. have flexible latch connectors and do not cause the problem.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Animal rights activists are applauding the National Aquarium for deciding to relocate its dolphins to a seaside sanctuary. An official with the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says a decision by the Baltimore Aquarium could prompt other institutions to retire their dolphins and orcas as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. UNICEF says more than 7,000 unaccompanied children have made the journey from Africa to Italy this year, facing many dangers along the way. More details from the BBC's Imogen Folks.
Most of the unaccompanied children making the risky sea crossing are in their teens. Some have been separated from their parents. Others have been sent alone in the hope that they can find paid work in Europe. But boys and girls of 14 or 15 are highly vulnerable. The young people UNICEF interviewed for this report told of being forced to work in Libya for months to pay for the sea crossing.
That is BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. U.S. shoppers increased their spending in May, taken as a sign that consumers are undeterred by the recent slowdown in hiring. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.5% last month, a second straight increase. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday and Linda is on assignment. It's 8:05 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460, a day of beauty out there. It's going to be a great day. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's the weather look
Boy,
like?
Boy, a perfect example of why we don't stream between. Sunshine and clouds mixed today.
We were streaming?
Yeah. Sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of
You don't like hummingbird stories today.
77 degrees today, so enjoy it while it lasts. That's going to go on throughout the weekend. We could see some thunderstorms late in the week and a possibility of some lightning, so let's be a little bit mindful of that. The fire danger, in spite of the cooler weather, is extremely high this time of year, so don't be running the weed whacker at high noon, that sort of thing. After we get through the week, looks like Fair Week is going to be nice and cool, but next week the thermostat gets turned on high. We crawl right back up into the triple digits. Right now in Reading we are at 65 degrees. This report, the lake still 17 glorious feet from the top. It's beautiful. I can attest to that firsthand knowledge. All this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business. And you know what? Not only is it a veteran-owned business, but he won an award. Chuck and Judy Kenny, they won an award for hiring veterans. One of the three small businesses in the state of California that won this award right here in Reading for hiring veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. You know what? I know that when we do these live reads, you kind of wonder, do we ever go there to these places? Well, this one, Wellgate Sports Club, the club as we call it, is a place and a lot of people right here at KCNR go to.
They just put in a bunch of new equipment.
I'm going to be down there today. Yeah. Let me tell you something. They treat you really well. It's got a saltwater pool where you can get workouts in there. They have special programs for working out in the pool. They've got, like you just said, a bunch of new equipment in. But they had just such a great selection of equipment to begin with. I can't imagine what else they could put in there.
They upgraded the stationaries, which is my personal favorite.
Oh, did they? Well, I mean, they were... Gosh, those were in really great shape, though.
Yeah. Well, these are even nicer.
Oh, wow. Not only that, they got a whole bunch of free weights, too. You're like Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti. He goes out there. He gets on those free weights when he's benching that 300 pounds. Of course, that's 10 pounds 30 times. But they have it all. It all makes me sweat.
Chief is buff, you know.
That's right. 1205 is the phone number, and they're located on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. And you're not going to find a better place. Boheem Spa's in there. It's a great place.
Can I throw something out real quick?
Sure.
I'm doing about 3 days a week down there, about an hour a day. And just that little change took my blood sugar down dramatic from a red flag warning down into a healthy range. Just that change in my lifestyle and eating a little bit less junk.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you can see the difference in you, my friend, and I'm extremely proud of you on this. And Wellgate Sports Club. If you want to run with me in the Spartan race, that's the place to go to. Join our club down there. Okay, Rob Pelletti's with us, Chief Rob Pelletti of Reading. We talked about the sharing of information with the FBI for these shooters. Do you, what do you feel? Do you feel like we've got something like this? And lone wolves are almost impossible, I guess, to find. But they had this guy identified twice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you feel like we're in any type of danger?
Well, I mean, not at present.
And that's, you know, that's not really even home, but that's a hard question.
It is, because Aurora, Colorado or Columbine High School didn't think that they had a had a problem either. So, you know, the key to this is being as well prepared as we can, staying on top of the intelligence resources that we have to try to identify them before they happen. It's very difficult, you know, on these to be very predictive. And, you know, the main thing for us is that when we get information, we react to it appropriately, investigate it, and do our best to vet out what threats that are actually there. So it is very difficult to be predictive in these types of things.
It goes without saying that any incident that happens around here is going to be a multi-agency response. And obviously training costs money. So that's a balance that that all of the agencies have to strike. What's your confidence level right now? And what does the public, what could the public do to help us be ready? Because it can happen anywhere, including here.
Well, I'm very confident in the multi-agency response. I mean, like I said, even with, you know, pre-planned things like Trump and you know, we get a lot of support from the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff, Anderson PD, and it really would be, you know, an all-hands-on-deck, you know, circumstance. If you look at what happened in San Bernardino, you know, within an hour of the incident, it looked like a parking lot of police cars. Well, we don't have those big agencies like they do in the L.A. Basin or the Bay Area. So we rely on each other a lot more in more rural areas like we do in Redding and the surrounding areas.
Let's talk about, you know, just going back there to what happened in Orlando. We kind of touched on it. The fact is they tried to blow a hole in the wall. It mm-hmm. didn't work, so they hit it with an armored vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've heard two different reports. One is that when people started rushing out, that the shooter was with them. And then I heard that, no, they had to go in after him and root him out of there. And this is where a couple of the police got killed. And now they're checking to see if perhaps some other people were caught in a crossfire, which would be terribly unfortunate. But so there were policemen injured during this. And I did see everybody's, I think, the picture of the helmet that was deflected the round that hit him dead center in that helmet. And I've known people that's happened to. They hit him just like that. You know, it's hit.
Hit and ricocheted
off or went through and went around it. I mean, it was just some really weird stuff going on, but they lived from it.
Well, I don't think there were any police officers killed.
No, there wasn't killed.
That I've read. You know, I know what's on Fox News and CNN. So, you know, I haven't talked to the Orlando police chief.
Just like everybody else.
You know, exactly, you know, what took place. But, you know, the whether he was trying to flee with them or whether he engaged while they were fleeing.
Yeah.
It is difficult.
Well,
though.
The gunfight started out in the parking lot, from what I understand. And when off-duty
it started
policeman,
inside, yeah.
Well, off-duty policeman, from what I heard, engaged him right there.
He was an off-duty. What I read in Fox News was that he was a off-duty police officer working at the club as security, which a lot of agencies do allow bars to hire off-duty officers.
Mm-hmm. And he was armed, too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. So he's probably there in his police uniform.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's difficult when you have these. I mean, if you know, when you have people running and fleeing and a suspect slinging rounds one way, you have to, you know, do the best that you can to be safe. But, you know, you have to eliminate that threat. And we've seen that in other places where, you know, it's an active shooter situation and there's hostages in the way, and, you know, there becomes a balancing act of you know, how do you eliminate the threat while not endangering the hostage but still protecting the others that are around that are, you know, having, you know, lead thrown in their direction. So it's a tough circumstance when you're in that for a police officer to make that decision. When is the time to shoot and when is not? And it's tough. I mean, look at, you know, Stockton Police Department with the bank robbery hostages where the guy's, you know, slinging, you know, rounds out the back of the vehicle with an AK-47 and there's a hostage in the vehicle. Do you not shoot? Do you shoot? I mean, that's a tough call.
Well, that's why you guys get the big bucks.
Absolutely.
So you're active shooter too. Things have changed a lot in the active shooter realm since Columbine.
Absolutely. I mean, it used to be, you know, surround, get the SWAT team, move in slowly, and that's all changed since Columbine. It's really, you know, find threat, eliminate threat, and find it and eliminate it as fast as you possibly can. So
as soon as two people show up, you go after them?
Yep.
Okay. And that in itself is interesting how things have changed on that, if there's an active shooter. Now, real quick before we take a break, you've been on the show before, and you said it takes 16 minutes to get a policeman on site if there's a break-in or an assault like this, because you've got seven police out to cover this whole area. But you said it's different on an active shooter.
Well, priority zero calls were down. We're sitting, you know, about 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Priority one calls, but we don't really look statistically at priority zero in general sense, because
which priority zero?
Priority zero means somebody's getting killed now.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know,
the priority one is.
Priority one is injury, traffic accidents, felonies in progress.
Okay.
So everything kind of steps down as you go from priority zero to priority one. But we only get, you know, maybe 3-4 priority zeros, you know, a year. So statistically for response time, it's not all that, you know, relevant. So we use priority one. And priority one calls last year, we were at, I think, 1453. So we've had some improvements, you know, but it's still
14 minutes, though.
Yeah. You know, in 2008 – when they had about 85,000 calls for service and 120 cops, they were at 8 minutes. So that's a huge detraction of what that response time is.
I want to talk about that when we get back. More cops and the impact it can have on crime here in our last 15 minutes. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Bloody.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final prize Thursday, June 30th.
Where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Vacations are better at the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:20 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 14th of June. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. 63 degrees going up to 78 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Here's another personal observation. First of all, Martin, who owns this business for the last 20-plus years, and won best in the North State. And he gets my vote this year because Sunday afternoon, we call him, our air conditioning blower went out on Sunday afternoon. They had a guy out there in 30 minutes, told us exactly what was wrong with it, took the part off. Yesterday, they said you're going to be there between 2 and 4. He was there right at 2 o'clock. We had told him, hey, we have a group of people coming over tonight, and it's hot. He had it fixed. He's checking other things in the house. It was just outstanding service, customer service. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Radio Police Chief Rob Pledge's with me, and he's got to have to run because he's got other meetings. But let's talk about Bonnie Smith, 83-year-old, walking down the trail on Saturday morning, just gets pummeled. If you take a look at this lady, and I know you've seen her in this. I mean, just, oh my gosh. And here we are, and of course, the outrage that this would happen. How do you prevent something like this happening?
Well, this one, I mean, obviously, this seems to be pretty random, but. You know, we don't have a lot of reports on the river trail as far as you know, we have the break-ins of the cars and stuff of the people that are walking on the river trail, but we haven't had all that many of assaults, random assaults on the trail. We've had two in pretty close proximity.
You had one guy with a gun, didn't
we? We had a robbery, and then we had her circumstance. So we had three guys out on the river trail on all-terrain motorcycles the day after, and we've got two guys. We're going to do a combination of overtime with bicycles, and then the neighborhood police unit will be out in the afternoon on all-terrain motorcycles and see if we can't, you know, like Ruth said, and I was listening.
Oh, were you listening? Yeah, Ruth says if the police show up, that
well, absolutely, you know. But it's a matter of you know, competing resources, you know. We have, you know, DUI statistics are horrible. More people are killed by DUI drivers in this community than anything else. We've got property crimes that you know, people want responses to and want their reports, and you know, we've got people calling continuously downtown because of the transients, and it's a lot of competing priorities.
Let's get down to the shore here then. Anderson, front page, all their crime went down.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing Anderson did?
They added cops.
Now, the fact that domestic violence went down, I'm not sure how more cops affects that. I'm not sure that has anything to do with it, but. Presence, you're saying, is presence on the street, even if you don't have a place to put them, it makes a difference.
It makes a difference. And you know, that's one of the things that we tried to address with the Implementation Action Plan, is it isn't just cops. It's cops and bed space to hold people accountable. But it also addresses fire. And, you know, I still think the root cause of most of the property crime and issues that we're having in Reading is drug addiction and mental illness. And, you know, there's you know, trying to get the county is opening a mental health outpatient center, and there's trying to help the county with getting a crisis stabilization unit for 5150s. You know, we have a homeless problem, and you know, there's a lot of social services that are there to help them, and we spend a lot of money in Shasta County on social services.
And we're going to try and get him over here to find out where exactly that money goes to. I mean, it's like $150 million.
Yeah, well, it's over $200 million if you count Medi-Cal and CalFresh. So, you know, that's a lot of money. The mental health budget alone is roughly equivalent to the Reading Police Department. So, you know, there is a lot of social services out there available. And my job as the police chief is to address criminal activity. And that's what we need the cops to be able to both, you know, address what's taking place and try to prevent what could take place. But it's tough to measure, you know, the deterrent factor of police officers on the street, because, you know, you can see it in the crime rate after you put them on the street. But how do you measure crimes that didn't happen?
Is this something I've got people in here saying, oh, we need more money or you can't be safe. Well, that's not what you're saying. You're saying, you know, frankly, I don't care about the money. I just need to put – I've got seven officers. I have to cover this whole area. I just need to have more officers. Well, I need to have at least, you know, and that it's up to the city council to find the money.
I don't do funding.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I think I need to police
this
city.
How many officers do you need on the beat at any one time on a shift?
You know, it
10?
8 to 10 would be better than where we are now. You know, adding the community service officers to take the paper would free up a lot of the officers' time. To be able to go do the emergency response. But, you know, it's also staffing models. I'd love to have two bikes downtown, two bikes on Hilltop and two bikes on the River Trail. That's six cops that I don't have right now. So, you know, it is a matter of police work is a people business. You know, you're not going to do police work with drones and robots. So, you know, we have to have the people to go patrol. You don't lose sight of the fact that the city of Reading encompasses 60 square miles. And when you talk about the River Trail, it's over 20 linear miles. So, you know, that's a lot to patrol when you talk about, you know, proactive time and you talk about, you know, the presence of police officers. This is a large jurisdiction that it's not just policing people, it's policing geography. And the geography is the definition of sprawl.
Well, you must have areas that you don't ever have problems in. Right?
You do, but does that mean that that person never deserves to see a police officer drive through their neighborhood to maybe address that lone person that is walking through that neighborhood? So just because you live in Tierra Oaks, that's, you know, roughly 5 miles outside the jurisdiction, but is the jurisdiction of the city of Reading Police Department, that you never deserve somebody driving through your neighborhood? Or if you live at Shasta and Rancho, you know, at the outskirts of the jurisdiction, we should concentrate everybody downtown or, you know, on Hilltop Drive. It's a balancing act. You know, if you're living in Mary Lake, you deserve to have a police officer drive through your neighborhood.
Why can't you just have a car drive through the neighborhood?
A car?
Just, you know, a police car drive through the neighborhood.
A drone car?
A drone car.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't know. I mean, they don't. I mean, of course, there's that one officer. The one option, yeah.
There were departments that tried inflatable officers in cars and just park cars places, and after they got, you know, vandalized, they decided that wasn't that great.
Let's go to the phones. Dar, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something for Chief Paletti?
I was just wondering why there are so many retired people up here, and a lot of them are retired law enforcement and people who have had to do with the law. Why couldn't they be utilized as far as volunteers to be in certain places that are like the trail? Why couldn't they use some volunteers out there?
Go ahead.
Okay, Dar, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The concern that I have with volunteers, and I've explained before, is that, you know, as the police chief, I'm still responsible for a volunteer like I'm responsible for the safety of my officers. And sending unarmed people, you know, out to deal with bad guys, you know, every citizen really is a volunteer that has a cell phone that can call 911 and get a police officer there. That's what a volunteer would do.
I think she was talking somebody, you know, like riding along. I know what you're saying.
I can't arm, you know, necessarily retired officers and take that liability on the city of Reading. You know, people in uniforms and things like that have a deterrent factor, that's security guards, really, and sometimes they're not listened to and they're calling us for help.
Community service officers as volunteers, like former police and things like that.
Well, and you know, I can't do volunteer community service officers, but, you know, the we don't get a lot of volunteerism in the police department for, you know, the one. And it to me, it's that safety factor. If they're a volunteer of the police department, I'm responsible for their safety. And sending them out unarmed and on the River Trail or places where there's criminal activity to even observe and report, things can change really, really quickly. And I worry about the safety of the people that I'm sending out there.
So there's no place for volunteers. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm worried about their safety. And that's where how we have to be. You know, my response time is my response time. And if I've got a volunteer out that's been confronted by one of these people, I've got to worry about that response time too. And 15 minutes is a long time, you know, and it's longer on the River Trails, quite frankly, because the cars can't get to everywhere, you know, and our people are on cars. And it's the motors are the only ones that really can quickly get out there. So, you know, I think there's some merit to that, and we've talked about that in the past. But, you know, I still have to worry about their safety.
Okay. All right, so we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Palladi. I know you've got to run to another meeting.
I do.
So, last thoughts here?
Well, you know, I mean,
this has caused a lot of consternation, this lady getting whacked.
Oh, absolutely. It's caused a lot of consternation for me and the department, too. I mean, we want to catch this guy and lock him up, too. But, you know, it really is a matter of, you know, we have to answer the 911 call, and we have to do traffic enforcement, and we have to do follow-up investigations, and we have to take the reports that come in, and we have to look at the river trail, and then we got everybody calling, complaining about the transients, and Library Park, and the Veterans Hall, and rob a bus, and, you know, there's only so many police officers.
Yeah, that was the last thing I complained to you about was over there.
You know, and
I want you to cover all of them.
You know, I really do sometimes feel like, you know, Stretch Armstrong, and I'm standing in the middle, and I'm trying to juggle all of the competing interests, and, you know, with very, very few people to do it, to police a jurisdiction.
Have we been really lucky? Nobody's really been, I mean, this lady was obviously severely injured, I mean, but she's not in the hospital. Are we getting to that?
Well, you know, I mean, we had a shooting.
Are we a step away from
we had
that?
A shooting at Rob a Bus. You know, and that, you know, we
was that gang related though?
Yes, and we've got those guys, and they're in custody, and you know, unfortunately, it wasn't put in the paper that we arrested those guys, even though we press released it. I never saw it anyway, but you know, we're making the arrests of the bad guys where we have you know, follow up information to do, but that takes people, and you know, there's one property crime detective for the city too, so everything. You know, I can't overreact to the latest thing that's come up. We have to maintain, you know, those responsibilities that we have.
You just have to shift and then shift back.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things.
A flex defense here.
Well, it's like I tell people, you know, it's not a matter of I want to go do this. It's if I go do this, I'm not doing this. So, you know, everyone's thrilled with the work that the neighborhood police unit's been doing. But for 2 weeks, they're going to be on the river trail. They're not going to be doing those other drug arrests and drug dealer arrests and hotel operations and other things. So it is a matter of if I do this, I'm not going to do this.
I have to tell you, if it comes to light, when you catch this guy, if it comes to light that he was a 109er, my sense of outrage at this is going to go up an order of magnitude.
Well, hopefully, you know, I mean, the guys are working on it. You know, I would love to be able to come in and tell you who he is and what his background is, because that means I've arrested him.
Yeah. Hey, did you find pickaxe the other day?
I don't know.
Okay. The strangest things walk down the street here.
Yes, they do.
Hey, you know what, Rob? This is, and people know that we're personal friends, first of all. And that doesn't keep me from asking the questions, but I know what your frustration is because we talk about it, that having something like this happen, especially those veterans being accosted down at the in Yuba Street, you know, being just harassed down there, you know, nobody getting beat up or anything, but being accosted. I know how much that bothered you, and as it does anybody, any citizen, and then this lady. That, you know, people that say, well, you know, you're just asking for more money. Well, what he's asking for is if you want neighborhood, and I'll say it, if you want neighborhood policing, if you want four guys on bikes, you know, each shift or all the shifts, if you want people on the river trail, if you want to get rid of prostitution, if you want a presence, it's going to cost you double the amount of police you're going to have per shift. And, you know, you can live with, you know, with three more. I mean, but seven people per shift is you get what you get. And unfortunately, you can shift people around and you just flex defense, but at some point they're going to, you know, what it is it's like water. Bad guys are like water. They seek the easiest route, and they're going to find a spot to get through.
Well, and it's like Ruth said earlier, you know, the police officers, and I hate to use my analogy again because sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself, but, you know, the police officers are like a boat going through water. When the boat's there, the water separates. When the boat goes by, the water fills back in.
Yep.
And we're just not, you know, with the lack of jail bed space and what they're doing with the state of California.
Ready to release more, maybe.
They're getting ready to release more. And now, you know, it's funny. I read a thing yesterday. One of the senators that signed a letter to the state judicial committee about the Stanford lacrosse player or whatever he was that got six-month sentence for – she's the same one that's writing laws that give judges greater discretion to not imprison somebody, even for sexual assault, but yet she's writing a letter.
Yeah.
So she's authoring bills, and then she's writing letters that oppose her own bill. They're going too soft. We have swung too far to this let them all go, and everything's about rehabilitation. There has to be some punishment to the criminal justice system.
Well, you know, there's not cameras out there on the trails.
Oh, never mind. we don't have those body cams on yet. All right.
No.
Thanks a lot, Chief. I know your guys wouldn't do that kind of stuff. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chief, and we'll be we'll see you soon. We're going to have the sheriff on tomorrow and talking about from his side things that are going on. But we'll be right back after these messages and kind of catch up on the rest of the day here.
If you got the time.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair, jam-packed with entertainment for all. Wednesday's Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is free admission to kids 12 and under with Canada's Country Music High Valley Concert brought to you by Wild Card Brewing Company. Thursday is Record Searchlight Action News Now, Senior Day with free admission 62 and over, and the music of Journey Revisited, sponsored by Sierra Nevada Brewery. Friday's Members First Credit Union Grandstand Concert features country music's Jackson Mickelson, sponsored by Miller Coors. And Saturday, it's Tri-County's Bank's annual Junior Livestock Auction, plus Budweiser and Bud Light present action-packed go-kart, auto, and boat races. Organized chaos at its best. All this plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, World of Reptiles exhibit, strolling comedy and magic show, local bands, camel rides, talent show, and much more. Carnival rides, fair food, and plenty of free entertainment with paid fair admission when the Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 15th. Advanced carnival and admission tickets save you as much as 30% and must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 24 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's Flag Day. That's right, it's Flag Day out there.
Flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever at peace may wave.
George C. Cohen. Well, that's not the one that was singing, but
right,
George
right.
C. Cohen, the one that wrote
Gene
it.
Gene Kelly.
That was Gene Kelly on that one. That's right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Botlin, of course, is on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Greatest place in the world. Get a haircut. What can I say? Man's last stronghold right there. Better known business that does just spectacular work. I wish they'd kind of get a bigger place because there's so many people go there because they give such great haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great place. Okay.
Quite a morning.
Quite a morning. You know, the... And then when you look at, you know, then you're looking at other things that are happening in the world. That was an interesting part there. The lady, the Stanford swimming guy, swimmer, who assaulted this woman when she was, if you don't know what the story is, it's quickly. It was a party. A woman was a graduate. She's like 22, 23. She's a graduate from university and went with her sister to a frat party or some kind of party. She was hammering down drinks, which she admits. So it's not, you know. And then, this guy is there and he's drunk, supposedly. And then they leave together. And the next thing she knows is she wakes up in the hospital. Well, it appears that two guys from, like, Norway or something were riding their bicycles on this trail, and they see this guy on top of this girl, and they wonder what's going on. A guy gets up and tries to run, and they chase him and jump on him and hold him there. And the woman's taken to the hospital. When she becomes conscious, which was not right away, when she becomes conscious, they tell her they think that she's been sexually assaulted. She had no recollection of what happened. And so the guy is saying, oh, no, she said it was okay. Well, they went to trial, and he was found guilty of raping her, sexually molesting her and penetrating her. And the judge gives him a six-month sentence. Well, when he goes in jail, a six-month sentence, he's not going to go to prison, so he goes to jail. Anyway, this girl wrote this really powerful letter to the court and to everybody saying, this is the impact this has had on me. And the fact is, it doesn't, yes, I was unable to say no, but this means is that, I was violated, terribly. And so anyway, the judge sentences him to 6 months in jail. So that means he'll go to jail, the county jail, in June and be out in time for school in the fall. And the judge says he didn't think that, you didn't think putting him in prison was the right sentence. So what Paletti was just talking about is this new rule that Brown wants to have is that judges can let people out of jail and not put them in jail for third strikes or whatever. And she, the woman that was pushing that bill, also just wrote about saying, hey, the judge has set this guy off for 6 months. Well, that's what you just said, is judges can use their own judgment, judges, and when they make the sentencing on people. And he said 3 months in jail, he's a felon. Putting him in jail for a longer time is not going to do any good. So this has caused a huge consternation, of course, with a lot of people that a guy can. And I think part of it is that here's a kid who's an All-American, I mean really All-American swimmer, NCAA swimmer, and this happened. And then he writes a letter, says, hey, look, where his dad wrote a letter, says, it's only 20 minutes in this guy's life, blah, blah, blah. So he was castigated. And then the guy writes, the rapist writes that, and at least the parts that I saw was that, hey, I am in a society of drinking and sexual promiscuity. And this is the way we live. Well, that didn't go over really big either, because it comes down to the fact, if a woman's unconscious, she can't say no.
Yeah.
And then it becomes rape.
Yes, so, absolutely.
That's right. So, and it's amazing. It's just amazing that you have, but you know what, when you get kids, I'm not excusing it. When you get young people, 18, 19, 20, they're drinking. And they, this first time they've been drinking, or it's been now they're hammering it down and all this, and things happen. I mean, the only thing you can say is, you've got to be aware of what's going on. If I was, if I had when my granddaughter goes off to school, I know my daughter and son are teaching her this, is you don't drink, you don't lose control of what's happening to your body in the situation. If you're in a situation that's not, it looks like, oh, okay, we're all having a big party. But then once you reach a point where you can't control what happens to you, you're in you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Even if nothing happens, you're in trouble because something could happen. And what if your friends aren't there? If this was her sister was at the party with her and left with this guy. It was okay.
Yeah. There are predators, and they will always be predators. And the trick is, don't be the prey.
Well, that's a good idea.
Don't make yourself easy prey.
Don't make yourself easy prey.
You don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the guy next to you.
What I don't understand is why people aren't screaming about the health care hikes. that are coming up now.
We're down to what? One insurance carrier for California?
Well, United Healthcare, of course, opted out of Obamacare. And we talked a little bit about it. But people who pay their own premiums, these aren't the ones that are getting helps from, you know, from Obamacare. Their rates are going to be horrendous starting in 2017. 8 to 10% in California, maybe more. In Texas, going up 50%. 50%. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I was wrong. I misspoke. 60%. 60% in 2017. Blue Cross Blue Shield under Obamacare. And 60% up in 2017. They are not getting the people signing up. They're getting not getting the young people signed up. This is just getting to be a huge failure. And so what happens? You're right. Hillary walks in and says it's a huge failure. We really need to cover everybody. I really think it should be Obamacare, should be Medicare for everybody.
Yep, single payer government. Gee, it's Hillary universal health care revisited. We're going back to the 90s, folks.
There you go, Hillary care. I tell you what, let's go to the phones, Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel and Bad Bob.
How you doing, sir?
I just had a passing thought that occurred to me last night in a conversation with someone. I guess the chief is not there any longer.
He's going. He had a meeting.
Okay.
He just. I got him to stop in and talk to him about. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have called earlier. Just suppose for a minute that in Florida there was an open carry law, and at this gay bar of hundreds and hundreds of people, which apparently there were, 20 or 30 had on a regular basis open carried, and this guy was a regular customer, this yahoo. You still think he would have gone in with a weapon and shot people up?
Well, I would think probably they don't. But see, it's like this. Even with a concealed carry, I can't walk in. I could not have walked into a bar. Like, I couldn't have walked into Johnny's Cat House when it was there because they didn't serve food. It was just a bar. I couldn't have walked
That's right.
in carrying. I walked in. I could not have walked in there carrying a concealed weapon.
No, in California.
In California, but and down there, I'm sure they must have the same something similar. But you know what? That was 300 people packed into this place. The guy, it looks like, had gone out and reconned it. And you're right. Maybe if there was people in there, or what if there had been like four guards out front?
Well, yeah.
And he probably
goes to
a softer target. And that, I guess that's the whole thing when it comes to terrorists is they seek the softest target, just like criminals.
Water seeks its
lowest
level.
They don't go into the police department and shoot it up.
Nope, they don't. So, yeah, you're right. No, the thing is that but at what point? I mean, should we have armed guards in all of our schools? I think you should, frankly.
Yeah.
I think they should be an armed guard in every one of our schools, at least one. You know,
I can't imagine why we wouldn't want that.
Well,
what would
we don't
fear?
We don't have that. You know, I don't even get into the security of schools here because I don't even want to talk about it. But what kind of security do we have in our schools? Can you walk onto a school campus? You know, and is there a is there an armed guard there? Someplace?
Well, there's signs that tell you what you can and can't do, but
yeah.
You know,
gun-free
signs
zone.
Are about as good as the ink they're written on.
Gun-free zone that stops them every time.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure Pulse Nightclub was a gun-free zone. Well, except for one person. Anyway.
Yeah, except for the bad guy, yeah.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
Okay, well, you guys have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. That if you're trying to save some money on electricity and keep your house cooler, a good way to do it is going to Budget Blinds. Let Jerry come on out, take a look at your house, find out what's going on with the house, what he can do to make it better, to make it cooler, to find things that will fit with your decor. The solar shades outside the house where you can get a $500 rebate back from REU, up to $500 from REU. All of these things Budget Blinds can do. And if you haven't tried it, you need to. So give them a call, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Think about this, is that he can put blinds out there or in your house that will cool your house by 30 to 40%. I'm talking to two people sitting right across from me a couple of days ago. They both had it, and they said it was remarkable about how much it cooled the house down. So we're getting Budget Blinds over because we're going to do that too. And great, if you think about it, if you're getting ready to sell, great resale. It helps on the value of your house. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
This is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, bad to the bone. About 8 minutes into the hour of 9 o'clock here, followed, of course, by Laura Ingram. The Sports and Show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, you talk about 14 and a half minutes to get here if there's an assault and people getting beat up and people breaking into your house. 14 minutes is a long time for you to go without protection or while somebody's trying to break in your house or something. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, not only do they have a complete selection of long guns and pistols, they also have all the shooting accessories you could possibly want, from optics through reloading supplies, and classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, which is a great place to go to, by the way. It's where I buy my guns, is Bastiani Arms. You got to give them a call at 222-8222, and veterans get real discounts at Bastiani Arms. It's great customer service there. You know, guys have been working there a long time. Why? Because they like it and the customers like them. All right. It's fair time.
You know, I practically grew up down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, okay. And it's been one of my favorite places ever.
Okay, now, for those, you know, they got the zipper out there. The zipper. It must be a ride. I put the grandkids on a ride last year. They came off. I swear, I've never seen a kid look green. They look green. And even an ice cream soda did not help them. I mean, they took the ice cream sodas, but then their faces were there going, they felt better after a while. Anyway, okay, on Wednesday, the Play with Gravity Motorcycle Team performs at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. at the Eagle Schoolhouse Lawn. At 8 p.m., the High Valley Band performs in the members' First Credit Union grandstands. And Journey Reinvented performs at 8 p.m. in the grandstands on Thursday. I understand. Listen to somebody that knows music, said these guys are as good as anybody he has ever heard. He says, you close your eyes, it's Journey.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, so that's going on Thursday. And Jackson Mickelson will be there at 8 p.m. on Friday. Now, Jackson Mickelson is a up-and-coming country-western guy. He's supposed to be really great. Cold Sweat finishes off the week performing on the grandstand Saturday at 8 p.m. Livestock Showing starts at 8 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. And the fair and carnival opens up at noon daily, and the fair closes at 11 p.m. And you can get tickets almost anywhere.
Can I make an appeal?
Sure.
If you go to the fair, don't just do the Midway. Don't just do the commercial barns. Go back to the livestock section and see what some of these young people who are coming up, they're going to be taken over, boys and girls, and see the achievements that the 4-H and FFA kids have done. They work hard. They learn good habits. Show your support. I don't care if the barns smell funny. Go out there and show
Watch
a little support
judging.
For those kids.
Watch
Absolutely.
The judging is great. And you see these kids out there with their goats and their pigs and their calves and
the
all
the preparation
stuff.
Of the animals and
oh
all
gosh.
That. They bust their butt.
And they're out there and don't get into the dunking tank out there by the stock barns, because the little kids take their piggies out there and dip them in the water.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that anymore anyway, come think of it. I think it stopped after I reported them to OSHA. Hey, if you're looking, you can just stand by. I mean, I've got, you know, stand by for the gun runs. It's, you know, it's starting already. That if you have a semi-automatic rifle that looks like a M16 or anything like that, stand by. Here they come. They're going to be saying, is that why do people need guns like this? Why do people – you don't need guns like this. You don't need guns that shoot over and over again. You don't need this. You don't need that. Again, it's coming because of a tragedy where a man with an agenda, an Islamic jihadist – by the way, Hillary used that word yesterday, an Islamic jihadist. And you say, well, that's the first time Hillary's used that, and you have to understand why. She's already won the nomination. She doesn't have to worry about Bernie's people anymore. So she can say anything she wants. So now she's pivoting. There's that word again. She's pivoting out there and saying she's going to use that word, the word Islamic terrorist, Islamic jihadist. So, I mean, when you think about it, it's absolutely it's so hypocritical. But, hey.
They're
politicians. Yeah. They all are.
There are reports now that the gentleman was a regular at this club, so you wonder if the spinmeisters aren't going to try to say, oh, well, it was a lover's spat or something. You know, like the workplace
violence. He was a regular there?
Yeah.
Where does
yeah.
it say that?
That was reported on both NPR and BBC this morning.
Well, the NPR, you can't believe him.
I do believe the BBC more often
kidding.
Than not.
I'm just kidding.
And interesting to hear the other takes on the news. But
this guy was using
dating apps and,
they're going to find out so much about this guy in the next. So he's a closet homosexual, so he decided to punish everybody for his homosexuality?
That appears actually to be not far from the truth. But we will see.
You know what?
This will be analyzed ad infinitum.
There will be, you know what, we're going to know more about this guy than we ever wanted to know. I know more about him now than I ever wanted to know under these circumstances.
He was crazy. Let's put it this way.
Anybody that jumps into a mass killing or maybe even just murders is crazy. But you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean that they are loony in the sense that they belong in a mental asylum. Anybody that reaches, you know, that goes to that part, there's something that's driving it. And is it mental, or is it, was it, you know, they said he was radicalized via the internet. Via the internet. So, I mean, what's more dangerous, a M4 or the internet when it comes to terror? And if you look at the last people in San Bernardino, they had a lot to do with the internet. And he also made two trips to Saudi Arabia. Isn't that interesting? Just like they made trips to the Middle East or Pakistan.
One of the things that bothers me is that the FBI is going to jump all over this and say, this is why we need to know everybody's browsing history all the time. What are you looking at? And we're going to look over your shoulders and make sure you're not looking at bad stuff.
I look at Bro Bible. That's what I look at. I get a kick out of that. Anyway, okay, everybody. Tomorrow we're having the sheriff on, Sheriff Tom Basenko. And again, it's kind of a law enforcement week because we're trying to get John Lopey on Thursday, and I think we'll be able to do that. You get a phone call in from John, if not being here, to talk about what's going up in Siskiyou County, and the accusations is that he was, you know, he's trying to intimidate voters, which I personally think is caca. Anyway, hey, have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Stand my ground, won't be turned away.